Phoneboy Speaks, episode 208, Match Game.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a game show host, and probably because I remember shows like The Match Game, where they were having just a blast on that show. And so in the 70s, it's actually the second version of The Match Game, and Gene Rayburn hosted it, and he had there was six stars that two contestants had to match, and they got asked questions where they had to fill in the blank. And the interesting story there from Dick DiBartolo, who podcasts with Leo Laporte, and it's one of the few things I miss about not listening to Leo Laporte podcasts is the stories from the different game shows that Dick DiBartolo was a writer of, which included The Match Game. And in fact, he got rid of a bunch of Match Game questions that he had in his storage. He sold them for some token amount of money God, that would have been a cool thing to have. But anyway, the idea was that these questions, had a blank that the panelists would then write their answer down on a card, and then the contestants had to match. And in the early part of the 70s run, the questions were a little more tame, and honestly, the show wasn't, it was going to get canceled, and so they decided, they had to fill the time slot anyway, and so they figured, well, we can't get fired if we ask risque questions, and so, they threw that in, they got uncanceled, and they kept going with the more risque questions, and of course, the answers had to be appropriate for the standards of 70s television, and so yes, there was some entendres, but the answers were of course appropriate. But the interactions between Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Betty White, and whoever else was on the show that particular week, it was just phenomenal. I mean, they looked like they were having a grand old time up there. Even with Gene Rayburn, he would read the old man Periwinkle questions in the dirty old man kind of voice, they were having a great time. And if you could do anything in life, you basically just act like a bunch of freaking goofballs and have it recorded and put on television or whatever and get paid for it, oh my god, that looked like a fun thing. And and of course I there was other game shows too that I watched. That was I watched more than my share of The Price is Right. I've watched plenty of other shows as well, but Match Game I think is probably one of the ones that I remember the most fondly, because they were having a great time. And as I say, if you could do anything on television, having a good time and getting paid for it, God, I wish we could all have a job like that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.